Kugluktuk Saveya Ilgok is the most recent community program administrator to have stepped into her role at the Kitikmeot Inuit Association, KIA. "I was interested in running programs in the community," says Ilgok, "and I wanted to revitalize and do more cultural programming. I did my first program in December, and it was mitt or glove making. It was facilitated by one of the elders here, Mona Totalik. I did get a few participants, who did some glove making. They wanted to make gloves for themselves, or their other half, or their family. During that week, Mona was teaching us the basic words in Inuanactin for sewing. I myself want to learn how to speak Inuanactin more," she says, stating she knows a few words from childhood. "It was a dream of her grandmother's to breathe new life into the language, and I know other people do as well. Hopefully sometime soon, I'll be able to get a program running to have someone teach it. I'm going to have someone from our community to try and teach the language. That's something I really want to do." Now that Ilgok has successfully run a program out of Kugluktuk, she's investigating future options, and not only for women, but for men as well, like sled making and parka making. She joins Mary Ann Kayutinwak from Kugurik and Robin Akutislik from Joa Haven, both community program administrators who led similar programs in December. The participants learned how to make sealskin mitts and sealskin kamiks from their instructors Sidoni Nirlungayak and Benedicta Kayatok, said Sarah Jank, the KIA's director of social and cultural programming, in reference to the Kugurik workshop. "The participants were happy to make something for themselves or their family. They started off with sealskin mitts and then sealskin kamiks. It was nice connecting the community together running this project." There's plans for many more projects in Kugluktuk and other Kitikmeot communities in 2025. "The participants that I had during my first program really enjoyed it," says Ilgok. "They wanted the program to go on a little bit longer. For future programs, after doing my first program, I'm more comfortable and kind of know what to do and what to expect."